now for a lot of people is the job situation, okay? A lot of people may be making a lot of money, and yet you ask them about what is that worries them, they said they could lose a job in next week, right? So it's a major source of concern for people, the job situation. For some others, it's some health concerns. For example, last week, this week I mean, I talked to someone who called me out from the blues from San Jose and asking me about her sister-in-law being very ill, have some kind of peripheral leukemia, which is very, very difficult to cure. So now the whole world stops for her, and now it's about learning how to cope with that. So we have a real different types of stress that we need to learn to deal with. And that's part of growing up, that's part of life. The stress is only a manifestation of what? Our worries. Okay? So, it is important if you want to deal with stress, that is, you need to recognize that the effect that stress has on you. Okay? Cái tinh thần căng thẳng nó có những cái triệu chứng. Đó. Trước muốn đối phó với tinh thần căng thẳng thì phải nhận ra cái triệu chứng của tinh thần căng thẳng. What are the signs of stress? Number one, we talked about the first week we started. Stress makes you breathe, makes your breath shallower. That's the first sign. Okay? You don't breathe as normally anymore. You're holding your breath. And usually you pay attention to when you're stressed out. You breathe down to the level of your lungs. That's it. Breathing, normal breathing, good breathing, by the way. Go back to the fundamentals of breathing. Breathing is you breathe to your navel, to your belly, and then up. When you're stressed out, you breathe down to your lungs, and then you stop, and then you go up. Because you're interfering with your breathing. Okay? So that's what stress does to you. It's a physical event, phenomenon, where actually you're breathing shallower. So as soon as you're aware of that, you're aware either you're stressed out mentally or you're aware your breathing is shallow, that means you're under stress. So what you do is you naturally go down to your navel, concentrate your breathing. Go focus your navel as the way we teach you. That's all you have to do. Don't focus on the stress. Just focus on your navel. Get your mind, put your mind to work on your navel. Concentrate in your navel. And naturally, your breathing will then become normal again. That's all you do. You do not meddle with your breathing. Is it clear? Okay? You don't meddle with your breathing at all. Let your body take care of itself. Allow your body to take care of itself. All right? Tinh thần căng thẳng thì quý vị để ý là cái hơi thở mình nó cuộc lại. Hơi thở cuộc lại có nghĩa mình thở, thường thường mình thở là thở tuốt tới bụng luôn. Nhưng đều khi mà tinh thần căng thẳng thì mình thở chỉ ngừng lại nó cái phổi mình đó. Cái hơi thở nó ngắn hơn nhiều. Thành quý vị mà ý thức được như vậy thì nên biết rằng nhận là mình đang bị khủng hoảng tinh thần, đang bị căng thẳng. Quý vị chỉ cần muốn đối phó rất dễ dàng, chỉ cần nghĩ tới cái đan điền mình, nghĩ tới cái lỗ rú mình là tự động sẽ thở tự nhiên lại. Muốn đối phó với cái hơi thở đó, nó đừng có can thiệp với nó, chỉ cần chú tâm nơi cái đan điền, nơi cái lỗ rú, tự động sẽ thở tự nhiên lại. Okay, any questions about this? That's the first thing you do. The breathing. Stress is a physical phenomenon. You have to learn to deal with it by regulating your breath naturally. Let it naturally, okay, let naturally take care of itself. Is it clear? Okay. Number two, if you fail to deal with the stress level you have, which we all do, I know all of you are stressed out at work. I see the worries you bring to me every Saturday morning. You still bring your stress from work on Saturday morning to the temple. Okay, I see that in you. And I see in the way you sit. You know how I recognize you're stressed out when you sit? Does anyone know? I was stressed out. I was that way too until recently. Okay? How do you recognize someone is stressed out? They don't sit straight. It's that simple. They cannot sit straight. They usually, for example, I tell you right now, I noticed I opened my eyes a few times the last session. And I look at people, I see, you know, I recognize the signs of stress right away. They sit and they slump a little bit to the right-hand side or a little bit to the left-hand side. You seen that before? When people meditate? Okay? That's a sign of stress. People are out of balance. That's why they cannot sit in balance at all. Okay? It's a good thing that when they walk, it doesn't show. Otherwise, it looks funny. The whole world would look funny. Agree? If people walk around like, it would not be good for our psyche. But anyway, when you're stressed out, you lose your balance. That's why it shows when you sit. You cannot sit straight. You cannot sit still. Especially, I noticed that most of us are right-handed, and therefore you lean a little bit to your right-hand side. Yes or no? Okay? Now, there is a very damaging effect that stress does to our body. You talk to medical people, will tell you it's a flight or flight syndrome. Ever heard? Anyone heard that before? Fight or flight syndrome. Yes? See, I have a nurse here, an RN here, okay, who used to be a fighter too. Okay? She fought with everyone, the doctors, the nurses, the patients, meditation teachers. Okay, fight or flight. What does it mean? Okay. It means that when confronted with a threat to our well-being, we have natural responses of either fighting or running away. Okay? And this is a well-known fact when you talk to meditation people, or medical people, or psychologists. They will tell you that. It is a very common concept, fight or flight. When we are under threat, we have a choice. We go into a mode, we shift gear. And what happens when we shift gear is that what? Adrenaline is secreted. We pump adrenaline. Our heart pumps adrenaline. Oh, I just said it, but now I can't say it anymore.
Adrenaline,
thank you very much, Danny. My goodness, I'm getting old. Must be from you, and I'm forgetting things, too. Adrenaline. The heart pumps adrenaline, okay? And therefore, that adrenaline gets into the bloodstream and helps us regulate our response. It enables us to respond to the threat effectively, okay? And the danger with adrenaline is that it hypes us up, but it also has side effect. It puts us in a heightened state of anxiety. Okay, so after we cope with stress, we naturally, it has some residual effects, and it's damaging to you physically. Adrenaline, if you put it too long in the bloodstream, it has some side effects. That's not good for you. Okay, so the adrenaline is what makes us have shorter breath, by the way. Shortens our breath, okay? And tense up our muscles so that we are ready to react like a boxer is on adrenaline. And it enables him to react very quickly because he's under a threat of extinction. He's being threatened with death and injury. So now his body is on adrenaline for during those 12 rounds or 9 rounds, okay? It's very damaging to you. You keep on functioning under those circumstances because it makes you put you into a heightened state of alert that is not your normal mode of operation. Your body is not built for that, okay? And so that's what stress does. It makes us go into overdrive and we cannot sustain it for very long. I know some people are so stressed out. Ask Randy at work that you are in that heightened state of alert of operating under stress, okay? Like a soldier at a battlefield, okay? Or a knight with that lancer and riding a horse towards his opponent and see that lance coming at him, okay? So all these are states that are an imminent danger to us. And therefore, it may be that we don't have the same perception as a soldier in battlefield or a knight on a horse galloping at full speed, okay? And seeing his opponent coming at him, wanting to hurt him, okay? But we all have the same natural physical response to stress by pumping adrenaline, thank you. Okay? And that's why we need to be aware of that. If you agree with me, then you realize that as the first rule of thumb in dealing with stress is to recognize that you're stressed. You're under stress. Okay? That's what meditation is about. Meditation is about increasing, heightening your awareness. Heightening the awareness that something is out of whack. Something is out of balance. That's what meditation is supposed to do, helps you do. Raise your awareness that you are physically and mentally out of balance. Okay, so far so good? Okay. Unless you're aware of it, you cannot cope with it. All right? So you as soon as you're aware of it, then you have a much better chance to come up with different ways to tackle it. How do you deal with it then? Okay. What does meditation teach you? Meditation is, first of all, an approach to physically train your body. Okay. To physically use your body to train your mind. Okay? All the meditation approaches, whether it's Buddhist or non-Buddhist, whether it's Tai Chi, whether it's Qigong, whether it's yoga, they all use the body to get at your mind. Okay? Because what you start out with in meditation is in training meditation is, and I can't beat around the bush about this. I don't beat around the bush about this. Is about learning, teaching you to learn to put up the physical discomfort on your body during the meditation training process. Is this clear? If you think that meditation is a pleasant thing, where you sit there in a chair and then, oh my God, I'm going to fall asleep now. I feel so good today. Okay? Yeah, okay. That is not meditation training. What is that called?
Sleep.
A much more unflattering term is called self-indulgence. Meditation is hard work, folks. If the reason that meditation works for a lot of people is because a lot of people came to meditation, turned to meditation, why? Because they have a problem. And by turning to meditation, meditation helps them solve the problems very quickly. What's the problem people have? They run out of gas. Sound familiar? You abuse your body every day. And you run out of gas constantly. What do? You reach for the candy bar. You reach for the big drink, soft drink, which is no longer available in New York City, I'm told. Okay? Talking about stress. Not do I only worry about the sales taxes expiring today on Amazon. Amnesty, and Shana, you're not aware of it. I mentioned earlier this morning, and Jeannie, that Amazon sales tax amnesty is ending today. That's it. It means everything we buy on Amazon now costs 10% more. So I just placed an order last night for $12.55.74. I have been waiting for 3 months now. I said, no more. I saved myself $100 today. Okay, last night. Okay. So not only are we cope with various forms of stress. Now I worry about my friends in New York who now cannot buy big gulps anymore. Anyway, where was I? See, it stresses me out too. I lose track of where I'm at. What was I?
Running out of gas.
Running out of gas. Oh, thank you very much. So when our energy level is low, what do? We reach for sugar, right? Sound familiar? I have a boy here in the temple. He runs out of sugar every 10 minutes. And what does he do? He grabs, he goes for ice cream. Who you don't believe, as soon as he moved in the temple, every half hour he asked for ice cream. I'm not lying to you. So after ice cream, he starts jumping again. I start screaming and yelling. And we are a Chan temple, folks. It's not bad for, it's not good for our image. They have kids hopping around like that. Do you see him this morning? He's walking around. He has too much sugar every morning. So we reach for sugar. And then we don't realize that sugar is excess energy, okay? And you have to burn it very quickly. And then you keep on become addicted to sugar, okay? You don't realize that, for example, Roberta helped me trim the hedges. I finally bought a gas hedge trimmer. It's 8 pounds, mind you. When you wheel 8 pounds like this for an hour, okay, with the hedge is up there on the fence, you see it looks nicer now, the fence. Okay. So I went up there for the entire day. And it's a teamwork. He says, trust me, just because I'm a monk doesn't mean I don't do physical work. I do physical work. And so I was going like this for the entire day, and you were trimming things, spiny things, thorny things. And Roberta then swooped in right after me to pick up those things and put it in the trash can, okay, for 1 hour. After around 55 minutes, that's what happened. She ran out. She said, this is the first time in my life. I've been with you for 4 years now. Not every day. Thank God for that. She started perspiring. she started perspiring. You know, and I was going, I was very happy. I said, oh my God, this is, feels good. My goodness, destruction. You know, you want to see it? I will show you my echo for head stripper. Now he tells me, it stresses me out. It stresses me out. It really stresses me out now. So I went like this. I felt very good. All of a sudden, I realized, wait a minute, it keeps some power. What happened to Roberta? I look around. She's nowhere to be seen. So what do? I put it down. I walk around and started complaining because the master is not supposed to complain. So I start picking it up myself and put it in the garbage bin and cursing to myself. I'm like, God, I thought help is, you cannot find reliable help anymore nowadays. I have a boy, a man who helps me out doing this physical work. Now he's in Switzerland enjoying himself. He sends me email, you know, 3 emails a day or something. He say, how are you? You need to do anything. Oh, by the way, you should send your book to the publisher, the chant, the meditation handbook, because, you know, and so on. I said, can you cut it out? Please enjoy yourself in Switzerland for a change. That's the last thing I do. I go to Switzerland, think and worry about the business in the temple. People are crazy. Anyway, and it turns out, last night we talked about this guy, and Roberta said, when is Thomas coming back? I said, you've been asking me this every single day. And turns out he's more popular than the master at the temple. It stresses me out completely. 26. Anyway, don't think I'm oblivious to stress. People stress me out constantly. Now I just found out I just bought a hair trimmer for nothing. I can't even return it after I use for an hour. It just becomes used. Anyway, where was I? Oh, so we get stressed out and we use sugar. We don't realize that I was starting to tell about Roberta that I was working, and then 10 minutes later she came out, okay, and she said, oh, I don't think that I deserted you. Well, temporarily, she said. We said, but then she told me that she was sweating and she was feeling faint. And I said, you know what that is? Does anyone know what that is? Huh? Close. Dehydration is very hot. Yes, what is? What else is it? You have to recognize what?
Diabetes.
Diabetes, this is what diabetic people go through. When the blood sugar runs low, okay, this is when they start to perspire and they start to go crazy. They're gonna pass out. If they don't get sugar into the bloodstream, they pass out and they could die. You know that? And that's what happened to her. I think she's becoming diabetic. I've been worried she's gonna have a stroke. Now she's signs of being diabetic. Speaking of stress, the people are gonna blame it on me as well. That's diabetic. What happened is that she got in and she got some cheese. Okay. What happened is that she was very good. She walked into the inside and got some sugar in the bloodstream.
Cheese. Not sugar.
Well, the sort of sugar. It's called a carbohydrate. Yeah. But anyway, it's not the heat. It's just your blood sugar ran out, and you were, and you know, I tell you this funny thing. This is a secret. Okay, promise you won't tell anyone except the MP3 people, on Skype people. Yeah. The diabetics, when they have that kind of response, diabetic response, I've seen it because my brother is diabetic. I saw him go through that every single day, okay, for a long, long time before he learned how to cope with it. Okay, how? By having candies or cane sugar everywhere around the house. Okay, that's what you do. But what you find out is this. This is a secret. If you run to the state like that, I didn't want to tell you back then because I didn't want you to have a stroke on me either. Okay. If you meditate, then we'll take care of that. You don't need sugar in your bloodstream at all. And that's the secret. You learn to function in a low blood sugar level in your bloodstream. That's when you learn to cut out all the unnecessary activities such as thinking. This is why during a Chan Chi, okay, we eat less. We reduce our sugar consumption, okay? And we eat even less. And what it means is that, and we meditate all day, and what it puts us in a state of mind where we actually are operating on a very, very low sugar level. So we cut our physical activities, and we find ourselves in a heightened state. Heightened mode of operation enables us to go with very little sleep, very little food, okay? And in that state, you are forced to cut out all the unnecessary activities. You go into a survival mode, okay? And that's when you don't think anymore. We have a lot of secrets in training and Chan that people don't realize. Okay, this has worked for the Chan meditation people for thousands of years. Okay, so these are the things that are passed on by master to master. Not that. Master to master, teacher to pupil. And that's why these are very specialized training for a purpose. Okay, and if you're into a low blood sugar level, okay, you cross your legs, you meditate, okay? Instead of loading up on sugar, you take a little bit of sugar for your own protection, okay? That's a good thing. But you cross your legs and meditate, then you meditate better. You learn to function much better. That's when your mental activities, thank you very much, your mental activities are so much reduced, okay? And that's when your meditation skills improve. I don't think I can explain that in Vietnamese. Let them cook. I mean, we got them going already, right? So, okay, any questions about that? Okay. So, it's important. I bring out all these aspects of meditation to tell you, to explain to you why meditation is very effective at helping people cope with stress. It's effective because it is a method, a way, a skill that you develop, okay, in what? In reducing your thinking. You're stressed out because of what? Because of your worries. The common denominator in all the stress, types of stressful situation people experience, has the same thing. You worry about something. Am I correct? You worry that he's going to leave you and not love you anymore. Okay, I'm bringing it up because I talked to a lady who sells Buddhist supplies. And she's older, of course, and she says her husband left her a long time ago. And he took away the house. He took away the money. He went for a younger woman. They cheated him out of the money, so he came back. And all they have left together is a store, that shop that sells Buddhist supplies, statues, incense, and stuff like that in Arcadia. And she says, he wanted half of the store because he never got divorced. Okay? So that's what keeps her up. She worries about that. Okay? We all have our own worries, things that are important to us that we need to protect, that we feel under threat. Okay? And we worry about that. So the nature of stress is worries. You cannot stop yourself. You cannot stop your worries. You worry about money. Okay? I talked to someone, Roberta's son, last week, and it breaks my heart because this guy is from my generation. I'm dating myself, am I not? Never mind. I tried to call him in the morning, in 1 p.m. We didn't connect because I was in Walmart and the reception is very bad. At 5 o'clock, I called him again and he said, we talked for 5-10 minutes. He's a general contractor and we need to do some remodeling at the temple. So we needed his help. And he said, can I get back to you? I'm with a customer right now. I said, okay, there's no rush at all. I said, so call me back when you're done. He said, yeah, give me 15 minutes. I'll be done in 15 minutes. And guess what? He called me 8:38 that evening. And he said, Master, is it too late to call you? I said, no, at temple. We work day and night after we eat three bowls of rice at lunchtime. So we know about low blood sugar level, you know. And he says, and the guy is working day and night. His Mercedes has 500,000 miles, he puts in. How old is this Mercedes now? What year is this Mercedes? 10-year-old, right? Yeah, 10-year-old Mercedes, very nice car. Black and convertible. He's cool. This guy is cool. He puts in 500,000 miles. And this is not a commercial for Mercedes either. Okay? Even though we should talk about sponsorship. In my generation, we kill ourselves to provide for the family. That's what we do. It's some sort of like a code of honor, code of ethics. And I talked to my students, and I said, look at my student who's in the 30s, and said, is that what you guys do now? And she says, no way. Okay. But anyway, the stress level is incredible that we put ourselves through. Very few people have the skills to deal, to know how to deal with those excessive worries. Okay, this is what meditation do. Meditation is a method, is a training method that helps you learn to cope with the stress. Okay, by learning to stop worrying. That's all you do. The only way to deal with stress is to stop worrying. You don't need to write a thesis about it. You don't need to spend 3 hours talking about it. All you have to do is to stop worrying. That's how you deal with stress. Okay? So meditation is not only a set of expedients or methods to help you stop worrying, but also the good meditation approaches, okay, will also help you effectively deal with your sources of stress. Am I making sense to you? Because the worldly approach is that he said, let me charge you $25 per session to teach you how to deal with stress. Okay? What we're doing is we're teaching you to deal with the symptoms. We'll keep on coming back. Okay? So that's what nurses and doctors do, and dentists do. Am I right, Randy? You fix the symptoms. You don't get to the root of the problem. No, you fix cavities.
No, we try to get to the root of the problem.
Yeah, right.
No, they don't comply. I'm not kidding.
I agree with you, precisely.
It's not that at the school, we spend 4 hours on nutritional counseling, anti-sensation of tobacco use. You know how many people are successful?
Zero.
It's like your China class. It's about the same.
What do you mean? My time class success rate is pretty high, mind you.
Yeah, I see the students always swarming to return and break in here. You know, it's like every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, the line is already outside.
Yeah, right. There is, I resent that. It's hard enough trying to sit here and try to talk intelligent and try to pretend to make sense. You don't need to make me feel inadequate. That stresses me out too. Anyway, it is true that I was being unfair. The dentists and doctors and medical people, they try to get to the root of a problem, but people are not taking the advice seriously, are they? And that's the problem.
They want to pill for everything, and that's not true.
Yeah. Okay, let's change the subject. This is too depressing. Okay, so anyway, let me tell you, if you are really, let me close today by. Because I'm stressed out. I don't want to talk anymore because someone just criticized my Chan class. I don't feel like talking to you anymore, so I close it out. I'm very moody too. Okay, let me simplify the process for you. I explain to you why Chan is a very effective way to deal with it. Because in meditation, The first skill to develop is the awareness of inside and outside. Is it clear? You develop the awareness of inside your body. Inside is your body. What happens inside your body? Outside is the rest of the world, the rest of the universe. Meditation is you go back to your navel, you go back to your breathing, you become aware of your bodily functions, what's happening inside of you. Because why? Because in a normal day, you pay attention outside. You don't pay attention to your body at all until it runs out of sugar. Right? That's when you reach for something, you eat. Okay? And you sit down, you rest. That's the only time you pay attention to your body. Because it screams, it yells, it says, I have a headache, I'm not feeling well. That's when you pay attention to it. Meditation is that you reserve some time a day. We ask of you, every day, this is why those people don't come back. I don't want those people to come back, by the way. Yes, I do. Masters do lie sometimes. So. Meditation, the way we teach is that we ask you to train every day. We hope you develop the commitment to train every day, okay? So that you develop the skills to distinguish between inside and outside every day. It takes time for you to develop it. Okay? It may mean some investment initially for you of time, but it pays off handsomely, I assure you. If you're willing to do that, then you keep on coming back to the Chan class because your skills improve and you feel better about yourself. You feel healthier and stronger and less stressed out. If you don't come back, it's because you're not willing to put in the work. Therefore, you're not getting as much out of it. Okay? If you really want to learn how to deal with stress and learn to get a lot more out of meditation, it takes commitment. It takes hard work. Okay? Most people, they start out with doing it once a week on the weekend with us. Well, eventually, they become enamored with it. They see the great benefits of meditation. They begin to do it regularly every day. That's when the benefits are magnified. Okay? And you get a lot more out of it. Okay? And it comes to manifest itself in terms of reduction of stress, tremendous reduction of stress. You feel better about yourself. You feel good if you meditate every day. And not only that, you feel a lot more efficient. I know for busy people like dentists and doctors and nurses, you don't have time to meditate. But that's why you're wrong. You make time to meditate, you're a lot more efficient the rest of the day. A lot more efficient. You have a lot more stamina, you have a lot more energy. And more importantly, this is much more important. It's not only raw stamina, raw energy, or feeling good about yourself, or feeling, you know, that the headache, the migraine is not bothering you as much. More importantly, you develop the awareness during the day of when you need to go back inside and restore your balance. That's very important. When we walk, when a ballerina performs, okay, notice how beautiful it is. She goes from and maintain her balance in the performance. Okay? That's a skill you develop over time. Think about that. Okay? If you think that you can go through your work day and all you do is keep on working and working and working, you're crazy. I tell you flat out, you're stupid. That doesn't apply to you new people, okay? Okay? You need to be aware that when you're out of balance and restore your balance. Because when you're out of balance, your mind is cloudy. You're not effective anymore. You're not thinking straight anymore. That's why to continue to rely on your thinking mind is folly. That's when you stop. You go back to your navel. You breathe for a few minutes, and that's it. It clears your head. You can think again. You can be productive again. That's what meditation does. It heightens your awareness. You should be aware of when your mind has become cloudy. And you're spinning your wheels. I use the term spinning your wheels. It's not making progress anymore. That's when you stop. Okay? Instead of reaching for sugar, cross your legs or sit down and then breathe. Develop that habit. You're a lot more productive throughout the day. I assure you. And you're a lot stressed out. So it's the awareness of inside and outside. Okay? Become more aware of your bodily functions, your breathing. Okay? And then I'm going to take it a step further. Okay? Once you become more aware of your bodily function, of what's happening, what is wrong with you, where it aches, where it hurts. Okay? That awareness actually is helping you heal already. Well, but that's not today's topic. We'll talk about healing another day. Okay? The point here is this. Once you become aware of your bodily function, that's being inside. Is it clear? Is that simple? You have to physically do something. You have to stay inside. Okay? And then your worry is what? Is your mind is going outside somewhere else, aren't you? That's outside. That's why you become defenseless. You're not paying attention to your own household, your own headquarters right here. You're going out. You're sending your army out, and your fort is defenseless. It's neglected. Is that clear? You're losing your awareness. You're going outside. You worry about outside of you, external, the outside world, if you will. That's when you're vulnerable. Is that clear? So, in order to cope with stress, I am running out of time, and besides, I'm disappointed. I wanted to talk more, but since people are not interested in listening. So first of all, you become aware of the inside. And when you worry, then you have to realize that you're going outside. You're worrying about something else, somewhere else. Okay? You are defenseless. Now you're vulnerable. You're very vulnerable. Believe me, you're very vulnerable. Okay? So what happened is that when you recognize that, okay, then let me give you a quick and dirty way to deal with it. You worry about your husband leaving you? Okay? Here's what I do. Any of you have that problem? Worrying about your wife leaving you? Your girlfriend leaving you? Your boyfriend ignoring you? This is what I do. I say, I sit there and I hypothesize that my wife is leaving me. And I say, what's the worst could happen to me? Okay? In order for you to deal with the outside world, you cannot pretend. You cannot ignore it. If you say, if it happens, it happens, then you're crazy. Okay? The way you deal with the stress, external stress. Remember, I just taught you to recognize you're going outside. If you say, okay, so I shouldn't go outside. If you say, I go back inside, then you're crazy. You can't do that either. You'll be falling. It's just like, there's a threat. Someone's putting a gun to your head. They say, okay, I'm not going to worry about you. Are you kidding me? Are you crazy or something? Chinese people are not like that. When people put a gun to our head, they say, uh-oh. That's the first thing we do. Second thing we do is what? I imagine the worst scenario possible. I say, what's the worst thing that happens? You pull the trigger. What's going to happen to me? I go to the Pure Land. Whoopee! Okay. My point to you is that when you have a worry, okay, you cannot afford to ignore it. The way to deal with your worry is to face it. And you say, what is the worst thing that could happen to me? And you analyze it and say, how am I going to cope with the worst thing that could happen to me? Okay? You sit down and you use your brains. Don't think that Chinese people don't use their brains. We use our brains when we're supposed to. When you have to solve a problem, you have to think about it, use your brains. Okay? How am I going to fix this problem here? Okay? You have to analyze a problem and say, what is the worst that could happen to me? And prepare yourself to deal with that. Okay? So she leaves me. My wife won't love me anymore. I find someone else to love. Okay? We will always find a way to find answers to our problems. Okay? But once you look at the worst scenario, okay? My wife won't find me attractive anymore. Will find a younger man. Okay? The bodyguard, I heard. Is that all you do, reading the news? That's a private joke. It's Heidi Klum, is that her name? her ex-husband is complaining that she has an affair with their bodyguard. He says, have some class. Seal says, anyway, that's what I do before I give a Dharma talk. I read all the notes. Anyway, so what happened is that in order to cope with stress, you look at whatever is threatening you, and then you decide to analyze what the worst scenario is going to be. Is it clear? And you prepare yourself for the worst scenario, and then you can drop it. Is it clear? Once you prepare, you prepare yourself, okay, so what, I run out of money next week. My mother will put me out. She said, I'm ashamed of you. And my boyfriend says, I find a richer woman. And so on. And then what? So what? I go to the temple and become a nun. Not for everyone. Okay. But you find your own solution to the problem, to the worst scenario, okay? That's when you can drop it. That's when you say, I'm not worried about this anymore. I'm prepared for the worst already. That's it. That's when you go back inside. That's when you say, okay, you go for it. I'm ready. Because you don't analyze the worst scenario, you don't prepare yourself for the worst scenario, or for whatever really bothers you, you cannot drop it. Let me tell you, you cannot. You haven't tried your best yet. Am I making sense to you? In order to deal with stress, okay, you have, let me summarize, in order to deal with stress, you need to look at the problem head on. What is that you are worried about? Okay? Is it a loss of a job? What if you lose your job next week? Okay? What's going to happen to you? Well, you draw on your savings. Okay? You call your boyfriend and say, hey, honey, now is the time to loan me some money. I never asked you anything before. How about $20,000? Okay? You deal with it. You analyze this. This is what you need to mentally prepare yourself for the worst scenario, okay? To deal with the external threat to you. Then you stop. You can stop worrying about it. Then you tell yourself, now I'm prepared for the worst scenario. I don't have to worry about it anymore. Let me go back to be myself, to restore my balance. If you don't prepare for the worst scenario, I assure you, you pretend to go inside, but you're still worried about outside. You can't. You cannot fool me. Okay? Is there zero threat? You have to prepare for the threat. Have to be content. This is a key word. You have to be satisfied that you did your best to deal with the worst that could happen. Then you can stop worrying about it by going back inside. Am I making sense to you? That's how you deal with stress. Okay? No need to take any medication. No need for sugar. Okay? That's how meditators cope with it. Is that clear? Okay. Now I'm stressed out, totally. So let's go to lunch. Thanks for coming. If you meditate regularly, come back next week. If you don't, it's okay. Have a happy life. Right, Randy? All right. You're welcome to join us for lunch. Being cooked right now.